Ein Bodkimina Lominamizbeach Lumala. If somebody's Ray was a Kohen serving on the Mizbeach, this of course is not applied in 2,000 years. Or Milamalamina Duchan, or Levi was singing on the Duchan, which also hasn't applied about 2,000 years. Ulamala, anybody who's above that, you don't have to check to see if they're properly Muchas or not. We assume that they're okay, that they passed muster in order to get there. Also, even Yisrael, who was known to have been from the public officials. From some story, yeah. That's right. I haven't been in yeshiva in several years, but I had a chazak. I used to daven musaf for the omelet with this voice every Simchas Torah. And this year they sold it. They sold it for $250. But the guys who bought it, the consortium of peoples, they gave it to me. They fixed it for me. Anyway, anybody whose forefathers were from the public officials, Gaboy Tzedaka, and they were officials of the public charity, seeing the Kuna, their daughters were considered to be kosher to marry Kohanim. And it's actually Tzedaka, you don't have to check them out. Rabbi Yossi says, Af. Also, Mishaya Chosum Berchei Yeshan Shel Tzipori. Somebody who was signed as one of the witnesses, or one of the I shouldn't say witnesses, one of the judges in the he was a judge, an alternate judge in the old courts of Tzipori. They also considered to be legitimate. People vis-a-vis marrying into a priestly family. Anybody who's written, I don't know how we know this, I guess in Divrei Hayomim some of them are listed, but anybody who's listed in as being descended from one of the legions of King David. So the legions of King David, when he went out to war, they were all people who were legitimate in terms of their yichus. That they were all had a pedigree. Okay? Ksiv, it says, Som tosim alech amalch. It says, you must place upon yourself a king. Ein liyelo melech. And Som tosim, we assume, means there has to be one who's well known to be to be of good lineage. Ein liyelo melech. I only know it's true about a king, now the rabbi shall cheer rabbin. And it's true also about the public officials, but Gaboy Tzedaka. And charity collectors, and the scribes for the judges, and those who enforce the judgment by beating with whips. And I don't know that all of them have to be have good yichus, good pedigrees. Because the post says, when it meets your brothers, you should put upon yourself a king. Anybody who appoint upon you, lo yehei elah. Mean ham beruish bachiras be among them, those who are clarified, mean known to have excellent yichus. I'm sure when Nachum Sherbiason says, see if it says, visiachas de mitzvah milchoma. This is the idea of the legions being having good yichus. You should come with your lineage to the war for the battle. Schuz yachasim di omeres lam be milchoma. The merit of their lineage is like the concept of schus office. I don't know if we have it anywhere else in the Gemara other than this Yushalmi here. But the concept of schus avos, the schus of their being having upstanding lineage, maintains them in war. Agri Mikabo, there we see that in the Navi we have this concept of the army having good yichus. We give a Torah where it sees even the Torah itself. It says in the same parashim ki teitze, well, you have a mamzer kal shem, a mamzer should not enter the congregation of God, but if you saw a man who's been a wound damage in his genital shnakom, the congregation of God. Maxi Basir was to say something like that. Ki teitzei machne levecho, when you go out to war against your enemy. So we see that these prohibitions are meant to weed out from the Tsar army the people who don't have good yichus. Right? You don't go to war with people who don't have good lineage, or good pedigree.
Yeah.
This whole chapter speaks about yichus.
Okay.
Who can marry whom? Okay? Baschol Zohar, I didn't know that for a long time. Baschol Zohar, Psula Kuna Lola. The daughter of a male. Well, you're not. Did you know with us, Chomoy?
What's that?
Did you know? You were with us, Chomoy, though, right?
Alright,
now we don't paskin. No, Thursday. We don't paskin this way, but the Mishnah says if you have the daughter of the Gemara's going to discuss a great life. If you have the daughter of a male cholo, okay, a cholo is a guy, let's take the simplest case. A cholo is a guy who's born from the union of a kohen with a divorcee. Okay, so that guy is a cholo. So his daughter cannot marry a priest. His daughter can't marry a kohen, right? Not only that, the Mishnah says, his daughter's daughter, to all generations cannot marry to the priestly caste. That's what it says here. Okay? Yisroel shenasa chalala, only Yisroel. Yisroel marries a chalala. Then, once Yisroel marries her, whoever, Bito Ksher Lakuhuna. His daughter is Kosher Rakuna. Okay? Amar's going to have to figure out what this means. Cholo Shinosa Bas Yisroel. If you have a cholo, a man who's a cholo, who's himself again the son of a kohen and divorcee, Shinosa Bas Yisroel marries a Jewish, regular Jewish girl. Beat up Sulukuna, his daughter can't marry a kohen. Riyamer Bas Ger Zachar, the daughter of a male convert is Kabaschol Zachar, like the daughter of a male cholo, and neither can marry kohen. Because Minagome Soshna Sagior is not if a male Yisrael married a female Gioris, a female convert. Bitok Sher Lukuna, the daughter can marry a kohen. The Ger Shanasa Bas Yisroel, and vice versa. If a male convert married a regular Jewish girl, so therefore, as long as one of the parents is regular Jew from birth, so then Bitok Sher Lukuna, the daughter is kosher for Kuna as well. Avol Ger Shanasa Gioris, but if you have a Ger male who married a Gioris female, be told their daughter actually is psulukuna is no good for kohanim. Echod gerim, then the Gemara Mishnah sums up echod gerim veechod avodim shuchorim. But the same thing is true about a ger and about a released slave. Vafilu ad asara doros, even 10 generations later, it's not good. Achete imo misro. Until the mother is Jewish from birth. Rabbi Yossi Amir said, it means that, as long as there's any gerus in the family, it's a problem until the mother is a full blown Jew. Rabbi Yossi Amir, Avgershinos Gioris. When you have a ger marries a gioris, bitok sher lakuna, even the first generation is kosher lakuna. Even when a ger marries a gioris, the daughter is okay. Amar's going to get into this, this. Rav Minuna B'Shem Rav said, in interpreting the first line of our Mishnah, bas lioilam. Or if a male cholo marries a woman and has a daughter, then going down in that daughter's lineage for all generations, daughter after daughter after daughter is always called Pasul Lakuna until the end of all time. That's going to Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Shemeshmo argues, says, Be'amov. It says that a chalal is in your nation. Well, in your nation obviously doesn't mean the Jewish nation. It means in the tribe, right? Among the tribe. And who determines what tribe a child is from? Not the mother, but the father, right? Just like the tribe is determined by the males, right? And therefore, Zechorim is, that's later on the tribe where it says about tribe, it's talking about the tribe of priests, right? It's about the tribe of priests. Zechorim Asurim, it's the males who are forbidden. Unikevos Mutoros, meaning a male Kohen may not marry a female apostle, but a female Kohenes may marry a male apostle. Af Ba'amov Shenemar Khan, so to hear, when it says Ba'amov, Zechorim Asurim, the male is forbidden, the Kevos Mutoros, and the females are permitted. What does that mean? Manav Minel, what's the distinction between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? The difference is like this. Kohen Shabbala Grusha, you have a Kohen who marries a divorcee. Poly Ben, and they have a boy. That boy is now a Cholo, right? Bonafide Cholo. Poly Ben, and that son went, Uvoli Ben, and he gave birth to a boy, Ubas, and a girl. From whoever he married. Or Israeli, so Kohen is first married. He can marry whoever he wants because he's a male Cholo. So he can marry a Kohenis or Israelis. So whichever one he married, now he has a son and a daughter. I'll die to Rav, according to Rav, Ben, the son himself, Ubas HaBen, and his daughter, and the next three words should be, instead of Uben Bas Ubas, it should be Ubas HaBas. And the daughter of his daughter, right, Asur had all forbidden to marry Kohanim. Okay, so the male Zoch, or the male Cholos, daughter and granddaughter are now allowed to marry Kohanim, right? And it could be even further down the line, great-granddaughter, great-great-granddaughter, and so on and so forth. However, Al-Daitid, Rabbi Yochan, Bas Ben Asura, this son who was a Chol, his daughter is forbidden to marry Kohen. However, Bas, the daughter of his daughter, right, the Cholo's granddaughter, is Muteris, is permitted. Masita Priga Rav, Mishnah seems to argue Rav, because our Mishnah says he saw Shinas a Chalola. If he saw marries a Chalola, right, so she's the daughter, and the Gemara assumes she's the daughter of a male Cholo, right? And she's the daughter of a male Chol, and she goes and marries a regular Yisrael, right, regular Jewish guy. So Bito Ksher Lekuna, the granddaughter of a Cholo, is Kosher Lekuna, right? That's what it says here, right? You have a granddaughter of a Cholo, she's Kosher, so it's Kasher and Rav. So it says the Gemara, Patelah, he'll explain. This is a different type of Cholo. This is a Cholo, it should be Mikahuna. The Pnei Moshe Kominated will change it. The Korban is slightly different. The Pnei Moshe changed the Cholo Lekuna. It's talking about not where she's the daughter of a Cholo. Rather, she herself became a Cholo. Meaning somehow she had, let's say, relations with a Goy. Right? And then she goes and marries Yisrael. So despite the fact that she's already a Cholo, in other words, she can't marry a Kohen, nevertheless, when she goes and marries Yisrael, their daughter is Kosher Lekuna. Even according to Rav only passed the daughter of this woman if she is descended from a Cholo. But if she became a Cholo, so then her daughter is Kosher Lekuna. Which is a very arbitrary dichotomy, in my opinion, but that's what Rav said. Okay? Okay, so says Zumara. Masnisa Pligo, it should be again our Rav. That's a good friend changes. The Mishnah gets a rabbit says, right? You know, Mary just says, Baz Gir Zohar, Kabaz Chol Zohar. So, Mishnah, the Mishnah says, the daughter of a male Gir is like the daughter of a male Chol. Well, We know the daughter of a male ger, as long as his mother is Jewish, as long as her mother is Jewish, is okay to marry a kohen. So to it stands to reason. Rabbi Yehuda holds the daughter of a male cholol, as long as the mother is, okay. It would seem that, I don't know if she can marry a kohen, probably not, but it seems like certainly the granddaughter would be able to marry a kohen, right? So it says, Amara, Apostle Lopa Rab Yuda Elo Lohisif. Says, Amara, no. Not true. According to Rabbi Yuda, is coming to be Machmir. He's going to be Machmir. How's it going? Machmir is going to say that both of them are Osir. Ilamar Bas Cholok Bas Ger Yos. Words have said, the daughter of a Chol is like the daughter of a Ger. You'd say you've been saying good. It's just like a Ger, at least one, certainly two generations, perhaps even one, certainly two generations later, the daughter is okay. Then it would say a Cholo, at least two generations later, is okay. But that's not what he said. He said a Ger is like a Cholo, not a Cholo is like a Ger. So it's going to be Machmir. It's going to decide that even a Ger as a first generation is also just like a Chol is also a first generation. But a Chol could be also even beyond that, even if a Ger is not. So if had he said a Chol is like a Ger, I would have said, well, someday down the line it must become Mutzer both, and that's not like Rav. But he said a Ger is like a Chol. All he meant to say is that the first generation Ger, the son of a Ger, the daughter of a Ger, is also just like the first generation of a Chol is also. It could be a Chol is also even further down the line. Okay? Says the Mar Dilma, the story. Rabbi Yeshia, Rabban, Rabbi Nasiya, Rabbi Yeshia the Great, Rabbi Nasiya, Avin Yasin, they were sitting. Roy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ran in the longest Rabbi Yeshia, listened to Rabbi Yeshia in his ear the following question, Budne, yeah, in his ear. Betsuat Akakoy, Kohen has wounded genitals. Mao Shi Sabaskaran, can he marry the daughter of Gerim? Now, she herself is not a Gioris. Her parents are Gerim. Of course, the Gemara is assuming that Kohen can marry Gioris, but can he marry the daughter of a Gioris? In that case, okay, if he's mortally, and not mortally, if his genitals have been wounded, okay? So it says, Armelazi said, Ma Amar Lach. So Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Yehuda, what do he ask you? Armelazi said, Mila de Naga Vandogi Lamarfrikli. He asked his son, which a carpenter, the son of carpenters, cannot answer. I mean, even a sharp Tabachach will not be able to answer his question. He didn't ask me about a Gerus herself. Papa Menvoma Ralph. She goes on Etzla because a Gerus itself, according to this Gemara is assuming that we had this as a question before. This one is assuming that the Gerus is also to even to a Daka coin. Well, that's not necessarily true. But it could be that it's about a case where it could be that she's not a surah, but at least she can't eat truma as a result of being married to him. That's what the Kol Carbonator says. She can't eat truma as a result of being married to him. But lo bas yisol, not a bas yisol, she mechalala. And a bas yisol, certainly she can't eat truma if she marries a kohen b'tzudaka, because she's defiled by having bia with him, meaning it's a forbidden bia for her, right? Because she's a holy. Lormi Elabas Gerim. Excuse me. I specifically asked about the daughter of a Ger. Says more Bas Gerim Luke Israelis. So what, a daughter of a Ger should be like a regular Israelis? Says more, who pasuk Rabbi Yehuda? No. The question like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bas Gerim Zohar Bas Chol Zohar. Rabbi Yehuda says the daughter of a male Ger is like the daughter of a male Cholo, so therefore she still has the status of Gioris. So that's the case. The question is, what's her status vis-a-vis this Kohen? Is she allowed to be married to this Kohen or not allowed to be married to this Kohen? It's not at all clear. It's possible she could be both allowed to be married to him, even though he's a Tzudaka, at the same time eat Truma, because she's not like a Zoyna. Her mother, the Gioris, had the technical halachic status of a Zoyna who's forbidden to eat Truma. But maybe she's in a twilight status. She's not a Zoyna because she's only the daughter of a Gioris, so she was Jewish from birth. And maybe she's allowed to marry this Kohen, even though it's a Tzudaka, because she does come from Gerim. In which case, she'd be allowed to be married to him and allowed to be Truma at the same time. We talked don't know. Okay? Mother leaves it up in the air. I would say it's definitely also. Says the Gemara. Going back to the previous case, Kohen Shebala Grusha. Acquired relations with a divorcee, bullied Bas. And had gave a daughter, it's okay for two daughter. Bas, my. What about the status of the daughter of the daughter? So Rabbechin Raimon and Machlok is the same as we had reaching Rabbi Yochan before. Chanam Akshay once said Rabbi Yochan that the granddaughter is kosher. The Chanam Rapsula, the other said that Psula, that's like Rab, who said that the lineage of Psula passes down among the, from daughter to daughter. Says Macy Manda Mark Shail Manda Mark Psula. The one who said she's okay asked from the one who said she's not okay. Baschol Zohar in a Psula. The daughter of a male cholo is not puzzle. Daughter of a male zohar is not puzzle. The chalala and a chalala mikahuna is yeah chain killing the fine chosen and chalala mikahuna ena. You know, I made a mistake. The girl farm changes more. He takes out the word psula twice. I forgot to take it out the second time more. Should be read like this. The man who says kosher asks the man who says puzzle. Bas cholo zachar eina. Look, she's not the daughter of a cholo zachar because she's a granddaughter. She's one generation removed. Also, the chalola mikuna herself eina. She's not a chalala herself. She's the granddaughter of a chalala, right? So what chal? So Mishum, hey, Psula, why should she be puzzled? Let her marry a Cohen, it shouldn't be a problem. Okay? No answer. End the conversation. New issue. Period. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rechule. Getting back to Rishon, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, that's a header, rarely seen in the Yerushalmi. Elazar ben Yaakov said, he so marries a Gioras, or a Gioro marries a Yisraelis. The daughter may marry a Kohen. Rabbi Tamati lived up there, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and marry Isha Bas Kehri, Lotino Se Likuna, a woman who's the daughter of two Gerim, right? Both a Ger and a Gioris on both sides, should not marry a Kohen. Achateim Amisra, unless the mother was Jewish from birth, or vice versa, the father, it doesn't matter, one must be Jewish from birth. The Kulu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the subsequent Tanoim we'll see momentarily, Mikoach HaDarsha, they all dash in the same Pasuk. Kim Besulos Mizera Beis Yisrael, Kohanim should only take virgins from the seed of the house of Israel. Now, virgins is not specific. Obviously, virgins is the only limitation on Kohen Gadol. Okay, we're going to dash the Pasuk anyway. Rabbi Achi Avim Yisrael says, the father's got to be Jewish. Zerah is the seed. Who plants the seed? Father, right? You know, I don't think Chazal actually ever bring down the concept of a woman having an egg. I'm not sure when they discovered that. I don't know, maybe medically. Maybe if Dr. Sadel was here, he'd be able to tell us. I bet you it's a relatively recent discovery, the concept of the female egg. Yeah, it was never brought down. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Yeah, it's not true, actually. They say that there is a Chazal, I think it's more neat, that says, Isha Mazras Tchila Simon Yafel Labanim, which means, so I guess it is talking about a woman having a Zera. Rashi means down to Israel, right? Yeah, so I think maybe. No, it doesn't say what Mizrach means. Nobody knows what it means, but could mean. All right. In any event, says Gemara. So, you don't match your view of Mizrach. The fathers be Jewish. Those of me, I go marry Achie, or be all you, Mizrach, any Zara, even Zara or mother. If you don't match your vote, be Jewish. So, you don't have to have any Jewish parents, JFB parents. You have to have, they have to be born in the Kedusha Yisrael, meaning that it has to be that by the time she's born, her parents were converted already. Rabbi Yossi Meir Achiv Oldu, Bikdusha Yisrael, But Shimon says, even if she wasn't yet Jewish, but she converted before the age of 3, so her besulim, her virginity, which is confirmed at age 3, was Jewish. Time Shemi Shemi led name Rabbi Shimon along those lines. Gerashin's car b'chusim bar shalashan b'hir mechon. Rios was a megar less than 3 years old. K'shay l'kuna she's okay to marry a kohen. My time over parts the teacher this and this is the Bavli as well. Chol tap menosh mer shlo yudu mishkat zoch rechilachem. When the soldiers came back from waging the final war against Moab at the end of Barshas Bamidbar, Moshe Rabbeinu said they could keep all the girls under 3. Right, it says, keep alive for you, right? As long as they didn't have relations with men. So, and it says you can have them. Achyu lachem. Upinchas Imayna, one of the soldiers who went out to war was Pinchas, and he was a Kohen. So it must be that Kohen could marry a girl under 3. Gioris under 3. Mavne, about a water up on the Takadu. This Pasuk, they say Achyu lachem doesn't mean marry them. It means Lavarim Ushvachas. You keep them for slaves, but not that they should actually be your wives. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yassi, B'shem Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochan said, Halak Rabbi Yosef. Los Rabbi Yosef. That as long as her parents are Jewish by the time she was born, it's not a problem of, I guess by the time she was conceived, it's not a problem of being the daughter of both a Ger and a Georis. So we have a story. At least one parent should be Jewish from birth before they marry a girl. Okay? Says Mara, and here's the story. A certain Kohen married the daughter of two Gerim. So the case came from Yavo. He inclined them over on the bench in order to do what to him, you think? Why would he incline him over on a bench? To flog him, that's right. Okay? He wasn't inclining over the bench to give him a medal. So to flog him. So I'm like Rabbi said to Rabbi Yavo, whoa! Okay, now for Rabbi Dinsha teaches hello, Rabbi Yosef from Rabbi Yosi, or Malaysia. He said, Rabbi Avo answered, "The Lord no good chachon Rabbi Yosef Miniako. Kara kwanim kwanim Rabbi Miniako. Yes, that's hello, but the kwanim were like Rabbi Yosef Miniako, so he didn't conform to the minhag, right? Or Malaysia. So Rabbi Yosef said to Avo, minhag like him. You're going to give Malkus based on the minhag. So Rabbi Yosef said back home in Kenny. I thought the story of going to give Malchus Archami Mephias, make it look as if you appeased me. If I know Mokim Lane, I'll let him get up. So he said, so, okay, I'll let him get up. I mean, the Kami, once the coin was lying there, got up. Amar Lay, so he said, listen, Rebbe, Hovucha Ratsua, once the whip was taken away, Afani Mutzerba. I should be allowed to remain married to this girl. So in fact, we pass a very interesting psak here. We pass him on as a l'chatchila, preferably a kohen should not marry a girl if both her parents are Gerim. But the Yevid, once he married her, he doesn't have to divorce her for it. That's how we pass on a local mice nowadays. The Kohanim don't allow themselves to marry the daughter of a Gerim and a Gerith. If it happened, then it happened. Okay, says the Mar. Rabbi Yaakov Reidi B'Shem Rabbi Yishom Levi said, "Maisa is a certain story. It should be b'mishpocha achas berodus, not b'shivcha b'dorom. That's what it says in Masechta Yevamos. Where a certain family rode."
So, can we conclude that the Jewish family do not get malchus on
them? You don't, right? That's what it seems. Sorry. Maizer Shiva Bishbach has barodes. From certain family roads, she called a little arar that they said that there's a problem of chalolos there. That they can't marry to call priestly families. Mishalch Rebbe sent this Rabbi Ruminus, it should be, the rabbi Ruminus, one of his students, to check it out. And he found the check and found that this is this family where the grandmother had been Megai when she was less than 3 years old, right? So she would not have been able to marry a Kohen, right? Except according to Rabbi Shimon. But Ray said, okay, but the granddaughters, they can marry Kohanim. Her son's kids can marry Kohanim. That's not a problem. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon, Yechshura. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say, well, it must only be according to Rabbi Shimon, who says the grandmother, well, if the ones you got under three, it's okay. Says more, no, I'm Rabbi Zir, Dirak, Kolu, Hacha. Everybody agreed with this, because her grandmother converted. I'm Rabbi Zir, Shem, Ravada, Barachua, Barachva. And Rabbi Yudah Mati B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Yosef is the class name Rabbi, Yosef name Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Vlad Bogeret's kosher. Interesting comparison. You have a Kohen Gadol who married a girl over 12 and a half. That's a no-no, right? Now it's a married girl over 12 and a half. It's a married girl between 12 and 12 and a half, right? So if a Kohen Gadol married a Bogeret, kosher, the kid is kosher to marry a Kohen. The daughter of such a union can marry a Kohen. Why? The prohibition on the Kohen Gadol for marrying a Bogeret, a girl of 12 and a half, is a negative which is derived from a positive. What's a positive? Says he should marry a girl who's still a virgin. From these, not a Bogeret who's not a virgin anymore, because she loses her virginity, loses her bersulim when she's 12 and a half. So that's the case. Any negative command which is derived from a positive command, I say it was a positive command in and of itself. And the positive command is not enough to make a woman usher to kahuna. Okay? So the positive command, kayet kavosa, so to hear, kim b'sulami amodi kach yisho. Here it says he should marry a b'sula from his own nation, a kohen. Below Gioris, and this is not a Gioris, but that's only mitzvah sasei. Kolosa sasei, but mikla chasei. Any negative command which causes her positive command is a positive say it's a positive command. That's not enough to make the grandchildren possible. Hey, it's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua has a question. I can say it's a second generation Egyptian convert. It's also a below sasei, but mikla chasei aseu. It's also a law which comes from the mitzvah sasei. The mitzvah sasei is that Shemari Dorshli Shia Volem Bikal Hashem. Third generation of Egyptian converts come to the congregation of God. So this is a second generation cannot, but it's a lava Bami Klaus say, never command the moves from Paz command. Shemari would not be a problem. It should not create chalos. Yet we know if a koi marries a Mitzusheni, then there's chalos. Right? Any daughter of any Mitzusheni is forbidden to a koi. So there's more. Why should we mitzvah say when the daughter should not be a problem? Because Rabbi Yeshua Mar, so Rabbi Yeshua Mar Nechni, he said, or he saw he changed his view. He said, "Lo dama say should be so, I say should be kohanim." And I say, which is by all of our mitzvahs, not like I say, which I say for kohanim. I say should be so. The prohibition of the second generation Egyptian also recall. So that's to tell everybody, there are no exceptions, and therefore. Your Kohen Gadol can't. Your Kohen Gadol married a Mitzusheni. The kid is a chol no matter what. Also, I say shokani ma also. So, however, and I say which is specifically localized to Kohanim. Also, Kohanim or Mutzavliim Yisrael. That's for opinion by Kohanim. For Mutzavliim Yisrael is Mutzer by a Levi in Yisrael. It's not a problem. And therefore, the child of such a union between a Kohen and an Isser Asay, which is only uniquely Osir to Kohen, is not prohibited from marrying a Kohen. Okay? Because of the weakness of the prohibition. Halacha Zayin. Oimer, somebody says, B'ni Zeh Mamzer. My kid, this son of mine, he's a Mamzer, meaning he's not mine. Or, I guess, actually, he is mine. But not from a legitimate marriage. Right, Einu Neim is not believed. A few shneim oimrim, even if both the man and woman say, "Al uber shemeya," on a fetus in the womb of the mother, mamzer who? The kid is a mamzer. It ain't the husband. Ein Onemai, they're not believed. In fact, this is one of the rare cases in which we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara Babasar says. Not here, not in Yushalmi. I don't know what the Yushalmi passes, but the Bavli in Babasar passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that they are believed. The Talmudim learns over there, Oimer, I raise the Bni Nemo. The Bni is there. So he says, my kid is believed. If we have Rehilvah, Shem Rehilvah said, Lost his love, Loli Kachimeto. He's believed to give the kid, but not to take away. In other words, you can't say this is not my son. You can say this is my son and give him a gift, but you can't say it's not my son and take away from him his portion. Our Rabbi Yisrael said, "Below Masnisi, according to Rabbanan, obviously, who hold he's not believed." Below Rabbi Yisrael said, "Below Masnisi is not a mission that says Afilu Shteim or Omrim Aubur Shemeelim." They both say about the fetus. Mamzeru, that's a mamzeru in an emoi, they're not believed. Says, Mordim Rabbi Avoh, he summers. Maybe you're going Rabbi Avoh, maybe you're speaking about in Rabbi Huda Takeh, Rabbi Raman Amonim, earlier. And he said, they believed about the kid. And that maybe you, Rabbi Avoh, Seb Shemir, Nim Rabbi Yochan, lost his soul, only believed to give, Avaloli Kachmer, but not to take. And Rabbi Chizkir, Rabbi Chizkir said, Ori Mas Nisa. It's also the following Brysa. It says, Kiyas Abuchor Ben Asnoi Akir. We don't know what that means. If a guy has a bechor, even though he hates the mother of this bechor, he's got to give the kids the whole portion. The Brisa goes on and says that if they held that this is a guy's son, Rishas saw someone as he was dying, it's not my son. And Onaman is not believed. If he said, it's not my son, all these years, Rishas saw someone he was dying, he said, it's my son, Naaman is believed. So this obviously is telling us that he's believed to give and not believed to take away. So we have to say, this is my son, not to take away. So it says, I'm not sure if we're still trying to say this is talking about Rabbi Huda, I don't understand. But so in any event, that's what he says. Each side of those who say, Al-Kad Meso Namon, that even in the first case, the guy said, this is not my kid, he's believed. How so? Says Rabbi Chizkar, Rabbi Zichon, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Huna said, "Choyim machzikin also shum mieshiv chaso namon." If the guy, we always thought that he had a shivcha, you know, Jefferson, he had a maidservant, right? Sarah Henning or whatever her name was. So and he had a kid with this servant. So the shaila is, did she have the kid before he released her? I know he didn't release her, I'm just making the story up. But before he released her, after he released her, right? If he had the kid before he released her, so then it's not his kid. If he had the kid, halachically speaking. If he had the kid after he released her, then it is halachically his kid. So the case here where the father's bleeding is where we all along thought this was the kid which was conceived after release is still a slave. Then, as he's dying, comes says, no, I conceived the kid before I released my slave. So in that case, he's not believed. But only because we know it's from a slave, or from a regular wife, wouldn't believe him to say it's not his kid. Again, it's going to Rabbi, but are we actually possibly Rabbi Huda that a father is believed to say his kid is a mamzer? But we're going down Rabbi Huda holds, he's not believed. And Rabbi Huda holds, he's not believed. Okay?
Two sides of Jefferson's family.
Yeah.
The white and the black side.
Similar DNAs. Okay. just goes. They say that old joke about George Washington. I don't know about George Washington. It was such a movie. They say he was the father of our country in more ways than one. Right? Yeah. I don't know if it's true about Washington. Right?
Bumper sticker by the guy used to play for the Los Angeles Dodgers in the Steve Garden. It's the same. Father, if you're not descended from Steve Garden.
Yes. But Thomas Jefferson is talking. It's true. Okay. A guy was standing, similar case, a guy was standing next to tax collectors. Now here it's a little bit veering afield. This guy was standing by tax collectors. Now he pays tax Vara Benihu. He says, my son, because he pays tax on slaves, but he doesn't pay tax on kids, right? So the tax collector says, this is my son, right? the famous joke, I think I've told you this joke in the past, but I don't know if I've seen it on tape in a while, so it bears repeating. The Yeshiva Bachur is walking the street with a girl. He meets up with another boy from the yeshiva, says, "I'd like you to meet my sister." So the boy says, "I know she was my sister last week." So the, in any event, the, so the Gemara says, right, I heard some Moses stand next to the tax collector. Johnny says, "Beniu, is my son?" And then he says later on, "No, it's really my slave." Namri is believed to say it's a slave. The Jews said, "Son, for the benefit of tax collectors." Abdiu, if by tax says he said he's my slave, I was willing to pay taxes on her, at least run the risk of paying taxes. But Chazar, and then he changed it to came Bailan and said, "Bomar Beniu, it's my son." Ain't no Namri is not believed. Isai Italian Namun. Again, those days believed even to change might say that we that he called him his slave, it's really his son. Raymana said, "Were they called Ilan Kutoi, people like those from Kuta, not the Kutim, but people like the Kutoi, Dinu Mashadim name who worked their sons like slaves." So they're not believed to say, "When I said my slave, I meant my son." Okay? Tani Neman al Gorob Eno Neman al Gorob Kutan. He's believed on an adult, he's not believed on a child. Ezu Gado, who what's an adult? Rabbi Zirmer Koshe Yishlo Isha Bonim. Anybody already has a son and a wife and kids. So the court was like, "This can't be you. It's counterintuitive. She relieved upon a son who's a cotton, not a son who's a granny girl." So Korban Eda changes the girsa, right? It's Nishmi Neman al HaKotan and Veino Neman al HaGodol. It's not believed on a Godol. This is in fact where we paskin Rabbi Yehuda by a cotton and not by a Godol. In other words, we paskin that a parent could say his minor child is a mamzer, but not his adult child. What's giving you an adult child? A child already has kids, right? Rosh Rabbi Yochanan says, not even that kol sheish lo ish, as long as he has a wife, because then it pertains to the wife, right? Because the wife then would become a chalola. It's like, odos ba'adim ha'makom shechav la'achrine. The Torah gave the father rights over his kid as if it's himself until it doesn't affect other people. Once it starts affecting other people, he lost that right. Okay? So, it says Rabbi Avo said that it's actually going back Rabbi Avo from before. Alright, let's see inside. What are you? It says Ger Shemavel Otavel Ger had a bris mila and he didn't toivel yet. Now we don't actually know this for a fact, but he claims it comes and says, "Rabbi Sai, I'm a half ger. I did a bris mila but I didn't do it." Okay, so and Vayula boy, and he had kids. He says, "I did bris mila, I didn't do the yet tevila." So then, Naaman is believed. Umarpil knows of a Shabbos, and we let him take Gordon McRiven on Shabbos. Of course, the Gemara says, "Mishum ma naki? Why should we let him go to the mikvah? Naki means why we make him clean, literally." Or, you know, why do we make him dochi, which is tar? So why are we letting go? It's like masakin, right? We're finishing the process of making him Jewish, right? So it says, "My divrei Rabbi Yehuda, kohen Rabbi Yehuda, the divrei Rabbi Yehuda, actually, it's, you know, it's really a rhetorical question. Mishum manake, what do we make him Torah from, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, he's not doing anything to him, right? Because we can always say we're letting him go to the mikveh just because." I'm hungry. I'm inflected wrong. So Shabbos mishum ma nakiye, because of mishum ma. That should be mishum ma nakiya. That's what it is. Mishum ma nakiya. Meaning that we allow him to go to the mikveh because we say, even though theoretically it's even though theoretically she misaki money is fixing him, but we say it's like going to mikvah for any other reason, which you do on Shabbos, right? We like carry. If a guy is about carrying, going to mikvah on Shabbos, so we say he can go to mikvah on Shabbos. So in any it's a kash. Right, so maybe it's, that's what it means, yeah. It's just like he's going down to clean himself off. That's probably better. The Rabbi Yehuda. The Mashbia changes gears about trying to get around that. So in any event, Ma'avile Rabbi Avo, what does Rabbi Avo do with this? According to Rabbi Avo, he shouldn't be believed. Because he said Rabbi Avo says that even if he didn't have kids, right, as long as he had a wife, he's not believed. Certainly he had kids, he's not believed. How is he believed over here, right? Can't be believed. There's more puzzle. Mishumabakach says, of course he's not believed. So I'm a sugar now. You know, we don't believe him. He had kids. We assume he's Jew. Then we assume the kids are Jewish all the time. We don't believe to say that he wasn't Jewish. But we say, what is the guy wants to go to Mikvah on Shabbos? What do we care? Let him go to Mikvah on Shabbos. So it's not that we believe him that he never went to the Mikvah. It's just that we don't prevent him from going to Mikvah as a result. Okay? But in Echnam, we talk, I don't believe him once he has kids. To say that he never went to the mikvah, which would make his kids not Jewish. Okay, Mishnosim Shusushlu Kadish's Bito. Somebody gave permission to his agent to marry off his daughter. Vahuvikitron, he himself went to marry her off. Imshlo Kodmo, if his marriage goes first, Kiddush of Kiddushin. Then the marriage is valid. Imshlo Chokodam, if the Shliach's Kiddush gave first, Kiddush of Kiddushin, then the Shliach's marriage is valid. Many of you don't know Shneim, Nosim Getin, both. Of the husbands have to give a get. If they want Echad Nasa get, one give the get, Echad Kareis, and one keeps her. B'chena Isra, so to woman, she Nasa Rishus L'shol L'shlucho L'katra. She gave permission to her agents of Mima Karsher. B'chivi Kitra Thata, she went and married off herself. If Shlo Kodmu for her marriage came first, Kiddusha, Kiddusha, and the marriage is valid. If Shlucho Kodmu, the agents came first, Kiddusha, Kiddusha, and the agents are valid. Emmanuel Dua, if you don't know who came first, name Nasa get, they both give a get. If they want, Echonis and get, one gives a get, Tapo Mem Zaim Rav, Echonis and one keeps her. So then Rabbi Lesa Dal Pliya, Rabbi Yochan doesn't start Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan Omer, Rabbi Yochan says, V'va'odem V'vatel Shlichus Obedvarim. A person can cancel his Shlichus verbally. And here, by deciding to marry his daughter off himself, so he was actually canceling the Shlichus, right? So let's say that the Shlich is meaningless at that point. As long as he announced his intention to marry off his daughter, I guess he had to announce his intention. Once he announced his intention, so the shliach should be null and void. So there's more pachlim shum chum derais. No, but we're more machmir because it's a matter of erevah. So we don't want people to get the wrong idea. So if, unless he called the shliach back and was mevat the shliach to his face, we say the shliach is still valid, and therefore, where suffix is created as a result, we have to extricate yourself from the suffix by some other way, by both people giving a get. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shmuel Amin Basso is noted the same thing could be derived from the end. It says Chedush Shnasirus Ruslosh Luchol Kachol, a woman who gave permission and Vehochi Vikitra Asatam, and she went and married off her own. On her own, the Leisa Dapli Rabbi Yochan is Zag Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yochan Amarot and about the Shlichus of Edvarim. What about the person who canceled Shlichus? Basso also again here, but he explains Mishum Chumra Tidhu Darayas. It's a Chumra which has to do with Darayas. So therefore, even though Shliach technically should be canceled, we don't recognize it being canceled. Okay? Halacha test. Mishu Yatsa Hu V'Ishto Mdina Zayam. A guy went out with his wife to Chutz Laretz. Uva Hu V'Ishto Banav. And he came back with a wife and kids. No, he didn't go out with kids, but he came back with a wife and kids. Barmaid said, Ishu Shiyatsa Mdina Zayam. The wife who went with me to Chutz Laretz. Hareizu. This is she. Vela Banan, these are kids. And so it ends up being a proof, loyal Isha, not that it's the same wife he took out, the loyal Abonim, know that the kids are his wife, because the principle rather, well, what principles are working the principle of? Chazaka. We assume if he had a wife, he still has the same wife, and we assume that these are our kids. More is going to make it a little bit clearer than that. More is going to clarify it a bit more. Mesa, Velubanea, if however he comes back without a wife. Only with kids. He says, well, these are my wife's kids. So if the Uriah Labonim, he's got to bring proof on the kids. If any of the Uriah Isha, not on the wife, she's dead.
He has to bring proof on the kids. Rav Shlomo Yochanan said, "Ish for ishto, a man and woman, also some kishnei edim. They regarded them as two witnesses. Now, if a man and woman come back and say these are our kids, we believe them." So a woman does not shut up when people claim that these are her kids when they're really her friend's kids. So therefore, if the man and woman come back and say, these are our kids, we believe them. It's as if they're two witnesses. What?
It's strange calling them
Aedim. Yeah.
It's not
Aedim. It's a Chazaka. Now, I can look up the Bavli, but I'm sure the Bavli doesn't use such a language. I don't recall such a thing from the Bavli. Re'yavun Shamalayim Basar, you heard it from the second kids, the same thing. Nisha Satsimi, the same guy comes and says, I married a woman, Chutzart. I raised Zu, this is her, Ve'elu Banea, and these are her kids. So you bring a Raya in the woman, you don't have to bring a Raya in the kids, right? So then, Rabbi Yehoshua Shemelon said, Yishvishto, Suho, Sokishne, Edim, because a man and woman, you come like two witnesses. The Chazaka, we have a Chazaka, any Shoshosaka, from the Chavereto, was not quiet when her friend's children introduced her as her own. Yishvishto, Sazim, Dina, Sayam. That's the case we're about to bring down, the case Rabbi Yehoshua was basing himself on. Yishvishto, Sazim, Dina, Sayam, a woman, man, I'm married, Chutzla, a good guy comes and says, this is a man, a woman, I'm married, Chutzla, I raise who here she is, women, and these are her kids. Maybe Ralisha has been proof on the woman, Vayne Circle of Yerubin, and not on her kids. Mesa, if he wants to come and says, she's dead, Vayne, and these are her kids. In this case, since we don't know anything about the wife, since he left you without a wife, he got the wife of Chutzlar, it's just being a prior on the wife, and that these are the wife's kids. Because otherwise, we have no idea whose wife was, and we have no idea if these are the kids of his wife. We have a chazaka that a wife doesn't say these are my kids unless they're hers. We don't have a chazaka on a dead wife, right? So therefore, it's been right both on the wife and on the kids. Tani, we learned very fundamental Gemara. Ish misha shibom dina sayam. A man and woman come from Chutz Laretz. Who am I? I don't recall this in the Bavli, but maybe it is. I think it probably is. Ish misha shibom dina sayam. A man and woman come from Chutz Laretz. Who am I? Ishtihu. He says, this is my wife. He omers and she says, Balihu, this is my husband. Ein horgim aleim mishum eshes ish. We don't assume that they are man, husband and wife. If she's mizana, that we should kill her, right, because of eshes ish. Because hulsaku, once it is a chazok is established, however, horgim aleim mishum eshes ish, then we assume, then we do kill. And kami chazoka, what is type of chazoka? So Rabbi Yoina, b'shem Rabbi Bavar Chia, Rabbi Chia said, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Shloshim Yom, 30 days of living together. Once they're in the city, living together as husband and wife for 30 days, they have a chazaka being husband and wife. It's that simple. Tam didn't learn over there. Tino Kshinim Tzabatzada Yisa. If you find a child next to a dough, Ubate Piyadon is holding on to a piece of a dough. Reimer, Betar, Reimer says the rest of the dough is Tahar because we assume, we don't know how the dough got to his hands, but we assume not necessarily by his having taken it. Chomim say this tummy. So therefore, Tabeh, so the stomach, it's a chazaka that the kid picked up the dough himself. Says more of a serving of chazakos. Do we burn the truma, assuming there was truma this dough, based on the chazaka? So says more, you know, Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Zira, said, Yisbal Rabbi Yochanan B'shem Malokas, Rabbi Yochanan B'shem Shem Malokas, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Chorgin HaChazokas, to kill people based on chazaka. Shem Malokas, Shomer Ein Chazokas, you can't kill based on chazaka. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi B'shem Rabbi Zira said, Kol Amamoy Yishrogin HaChazokas, so everybody agrees that you can kill a person based on chazaka. Ma'aplein, where's the Malokas B'sreifa? You might be able to kill a person based on a chazaka, you know, that he has a mezana with an Eishes Ish, assuming they live together with husband and wife for 30 days, but he can't burn truma based on chazaka. Priorities are priorities, right? Ma'aplein b'sreifa, right? To kill is one thing, but to burn truma, no. Right? Have to be consistent. The one can do the other. The Chazal Kisrael points out this Chazak is really a rov, and we don't kill necessarily based on all Chazakas. There's a whole Shailah of Shmeitzer, Shar Yosher, all our Chayim speak about it. What type of Chazakas we actually kill on the basis of? So the Chazam Service says not necessarily all Chazakas, but this Chazak, which is based on rov, we do. What's Chazaka based on rov? It's not just Tam rov; it's a natural rov. The Shulbei Rabbi Yisrael Rebuna Me'ar Mar Ksivit says Umaka Avivim Mosi Amus Mosi Mos. If you smite your father and mother, you get put to death. V'chido Davar Bari Hushazel Avi. How you know this is his father, right? Maybe it's the mailman's. Maybe the mailman's his father, right? Right. It must be only up from a chazak that mistame, the mother had most of her bios with her husband, right? Robios acharbao. But again, we say we kill nonetheless. So to any chazak you kill. But again, Chazam Sofer points out not all chazakas necessarily. So this chazak based on robios acharbao. The logic of most bios are for the husband. Not necessarily are all chazakas created equal in this respect. Excuse me.
What's the
logic of Chazam? Well, his logic is the Gemara, but the logic is this is a rov b'teva. It's a teva. It's not just dama chazaka. Right? It's not like an arbitrary thing, like chazaka made kara. This is the teva. Right? That's the nature of things. So it's much stronger. Says more in our Mishnah, where he comes back, he went out as a bachelor, and he came back without a wife, but with kids. So we don't know what's going on here, right? So we say, right, he says, this is why these are the white kids of my wife, who was born when I was in Chutzlaritz, who were born when I was to me when I was in Chutzlaritz, must me Ryan each and every kid independently. Why lay them? He said, why? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Shemini's garsha bin Nasayim." Maybe she was divorced from him in the meantime, and maybe the second kids are from a different wife. So from each kid, he has to bring a raya. And hit that kid's pedigree that it comes from his wife. That was.
When you get off the tape,
I'm finished for today. You want me to turn it off?
It was a very, yeah.